AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the Senate,
the joint resolution is passed.
A bill that aims to head off a freight rail strike. It will bind rail companies and workers to a deal brokered in September, but rejected by four of the 12 unions involved. Count retired railway engineer Jeff Kurtz among those unhappy.
This is going to be a bipartisan disaster because Republicans are just as responsible for this debacle as the Democrats.
The bill now goes to President Biden for his signature. Hosting his administration's first state visit, President Biden is acknowledging French concerns over his signature climate change law. Saker Magani.
Amid the pomp of French President Emmanuel Macron's White House visit, differences over trade shadow the occasion. Macron and other European leaders say incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act favor American-made climate technology. And while he applauds U.S. efforts to fight climate change, the subsidies would hurt European companies.
We want to succeed together, not one against the other.
At a joint news conference, President Biden said he makes no apologies for a law he wrote, but there are glitches.
There's tweaks that we can make.
Macron says the nations will resynchronize their clean energy efforts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Biden is weighing in on the Democrats' presidential nominating calendar. In a letter to the party's rulemaking arm, he says Democrats should move past restrictive caucuses and embrace diversity. Seen as a major blow to Iowa's leadoff status, the panel expected to move South Carolina to first. And Ed Donahue reports the Supreme Court has agreed to take up the Biden administration program to cancel student loans.
It means the debt forgiveness program is on hold for now, with a final answer by early summer, about 2 months before the newly extended pause on loan repayments is set to expire.
This is AP News. Norman Hall has the latest on that volcano erupting in Hawaii.
Rivers of glowing lava oozing from the world's largest volcano, Mauna Loa, shouldn't be able to reach the main highway linking the east and west coasts of Hawaii's Big Island for at least a week. So says Ken Han, lead scientist at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory.
3.5 miles isn't that far if you walk. If you drive, it's a lot faster. If you crawl, it's a lot slower, right? So sometimes the lava flow is driving, sometimes it's crawling.
Traffic patterns have been altered to handle the crush of sightseers. Mauna Loa last erupted in 1984. I'm Norman Hall.
In Atlanta,
I'm back!
Former President Barack Obama rallying voters for someone he calls a friend.
And your outstanding senator, Raphael Warnock.
Friday is the last day of early voting in the Senate runoff between Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.